Hello and welcome to the Schoolhouse 302. This is the One Thing series, and tonight I have a very special guest, John Green. John is a small business owner. He has 30 employees, which is locally owned. It's called Auto Awards. And essentially his business, and he'll elaborate on this, is really to build customer loyal programs for businesses of all sizes. So this month at the Schoolhouse, what we're really focused on is the power of having models to help people follow and take things that are abstract and break them down essentially into what we really expect. So really taking this idea of an abstract idea, an abstract thought, a theory, and really asking, you know, what does this look like? And then once we can follow that model, they have the ability to duplicate those best practices. So John, welcome. We appreciate you having you on the Schoolhouse.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's great to be here.
All right, so let's get right into it. So our focus is models. John, if I'm going to ask you, and your company uses model to train people, what is the one thing that your model delivers? What does it do? How does it help? But what would you say is the main or one important thing that it does for your business?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Joe, because our business primarily, as Joe, you said earlier, builds customer retention loyalty programs for retail businesses. And where we're really focused is putting together a model from our inside of our business and then bringing that model to our trainers, who then bring those models to the retail establishments, who then need to bring those solutions to the end users. So we need to be real focused on having a model that can start within the walls of our business, train all of the people through that process, and ultimately entice the end consumer to be more loyal to that business. So to answer your question, you say, what is the one thing that probably is most important when we build these models? Is first and foremost a process, a solid process that everybody's on board with. And second of all, once that process is built, what we're looking for is momentum. Does the program we build have momentum? Do the employees within those walls of the business have momentum with the program? Do our members in the programs have momentum? And by momentum, we mean moving forward, always moving in a positive direction, excitement. Just as water moves down a hill with momentum, it's the same exact idea of when you put together a loyalty program is the momentum there. So when we build a training program, we start with our folks and we ask our folks, do you have momentum? Do you understand how to bring that momentum to a dealer and bring that momentum to a retail organization? And then that's the mission that they follow when they're on site. They're looking for just that momentum of the program, of the people, of the end users, and that positive momentum is ultimately where our success comes from. Without momentum, you don't have success. With momentum, there's always a ton of success to follow. So that's primarily what we're looking at first and foremost.
Excellent, John. So as indicated originally, so you have 30 employees. And, you know, we have talked about on the Schoolhouse before this idea of momentum, as John Maxwell calls it, the law of the big mo, and how that's so important. You know, can you talk us real quick through how do you ensure that your employees are following the model, ensuring that they are implementing it with fidelity so you get that end result of building momentum?
Well, that's a great question. And really, there's two parts of that. The first is statistical analysis. That tells us from a trend basis whether there's momentum within the program. That's pretty important. Momentum is something that you should be able to measure based on outcome and stats. And the other is really excitement and enthusiasm within our training folks themselves. So what we try and do is we give them a process that's 75% the same for all of our visits and all of our training seminars, but yet give them 25% of the ability to personalize and really make that training exciting to themselves and to the end users, because without excitement, without passion, there's no possible. You can't have momentum without passion from the trainer. So really what we're looking for is these folks to have use their own passion, their own vision within our process that we've built. And then ultimately we want to be able to measure the momentum with a statistical analysis.
Excellent, John. We want to thank you for your time. But just to recap, the big the big takeaways for us and what we're hearing is that the model should reflect the overall process that you're instituting. And that process, though, has to be grounded in what you ultimately want. And that what you want as an organization is to build momentum. And in this instance, in your company, is customer loyalty. And how do we get that momentum and get customers loyal, et cetera. So, John, thank you so much for your time. We love having you on. And just on a side note, John skydove today. I guess that's right. Or went skydiving with his daughter. How was that?
Excellent. Talk about momentum. That gets the blood moving. So highly recommend to anybody who's looking for a great afternoon and really put themselves on the top of their game. Skydiving is the way to go.
All right. Well, thank you, John. Just remember, for those listening, that the idea with the schoolhouse is that we are about getting this simple. We discuss key strategies that empower individuals to lead better and grow faster. Take care.